INTS presents no such thing as garbage. Here's a little poem called Nothing Poetic About Garbage. Our factories make the finest of things, a land of plenty and all that it brings. We're spoiled rotten and having a bash, and all we make turns out to be trash. The next time you're taking out the garbage, stop for a moment and reopen the bag. Reach in there and pull out anything at all that you first touch. Take a good look at it. It shouldn't be in there. You've made a big mistake including it. There is no such thing as garbage. All societies have waste products or materials that they want to get rid of. Bird societies throw their unwanted trash out of the nest. Cats bury their waste and keep other animals from discovering their whereabouts. But humans have the nasty habit of inventing new forms of waste on an ever-increasing level, and they refer to this material as garbage. Put it into the garbage bags and send it to the dump. There isn't any way to describe just how dangerous, wasteful, and foolish this practice is. Back in the 50s, a bag of garbage had very little plastic in it, and the bag itself was more probably a box made of cardboard or wood. It might have contained an old toothbrush made of early plastic, a broken bottle or two, some metal food cans, table scraps, and the newspapers and magazines that have already been read. Today, it might contain radioactive bits from TV inerts, or a smoke alarm, acids from batteries, copious plastics, both common and rare metals like gold, from computer connectors, selenium from pills, in short, almost anything imaginable, and we chuck it all away because no one has invented a way of handling this refuse safely and properly. Some recycle and some don't, but even those that do are forced by the system in place to do a very poor job of it. The recycling system itself cannot keep up with the new diversity of products. A chip bag and most confection containers contain such a variety of plastics, metals, and pigments that no recycling system can cope with them. Several layers of plastic sheet, aluminum plated sheet, and printed sheet are laminated together in a complex system that is designed to sell and deliver 5 cents worth of potato and salt in a 10-cent throwaway package. A throwaway lighter contains a space-age precision valve mounted on a plastic pressure tank containing a penny's worth of gas, and we routinely buy new ones when they are empty. Is this a result of pure laziness, award-winning stupidity, or brainwashing on a monstrous level? All of us become aware of this travesty as we get older, but none of us do anything about it, short of demanding new landfill areas and lower fees for dumping. These are signs of a sick, sick society, calling trash garbage when it's nothing more than the raw products of a very waste-oriented people bent on demonstrating their gross laziness and false wealth. A few years ago, the boxes, papers, and table scraps would have had little effect on anything, but today, the ever-increasing problem is actually destroying us. We are wallowing in our own filth and letting commercial venture cause us irreparable harm.